Okay. Good afternoon to everybody. I'm Antonella Zane from the University Center for Libraries. We're leader of WP7, a dissemination and training work package. So the WP7 is composed by two tasks, the dissemination task and training task. The first one will be performed by ICCU, the Union Catalog Institute of Italian Libraries, and the training task will be performed by University of Padua. The activity started the 1st of April, so at the very beginning of the project, and will end at month 30, that means in March 2013. So Linked Heritage aims to catalyze not only the participation of the current partners and hopefully new members, but also the contribution of new content to European project. This will be done thanks to dissemination activities and creation and delivery of training materials related to the main topics tackled by Linked Heritage project. So the scheduled activities for dissemination task are website creation and maintenance. We will see later the first deliverable that is the project website created by ICCU. Seminars and presentation and three international conferences. The present one that is hosted by the National Széchenyi Library and that is held under the Hungarian presidency of the European Union. And the next one will be held under the Irish presidency and it will be organized by the Library Council. The final one will be the closing conferences in Rome. Other dissemination activities will be the academic publication and conferences, meetings with European and European labs, and also with the private sector. The deliverables attended are project public website. This is already done, and it was ready on May, and will be continuously updated along the whole project period. Dissemination materials, we have already ready the first set of dissemination material that you found on the desk outside, and will be delivered the rest of the dissemination material at month 6. It will be continuously updated and integrated with new materials along the project. In March 2012 and 2013, we have also two edition dissemination plan. This is the first important result, the project website, the first deliverable of the project Linked Heritage. So the goal is to promote and disseminate the Linked Heritage results. The layout consists of three columns. On the left side you have the main menu, and in the central column a short description of the projects with the events and the news. On the right side you find several logos, the European Union logo, and then logos from Europeana and other European projects carried out by several Linked Heritage partners. The project website is maintained by the Italian Ministry of Cultural Heritage and Activities. Ah, and the logo. You see the logo reminds the All of Athena project, just to underline the strong connection between Linked Heritage and Athena project. The site map, you see different sections of the site about, this info about the project, the list of the partners, all the documents produced in the framework of the projects, the dissemination section with the papers or short articles, presentation, a link, a direct link to Europeana. So there is a public area and then a reserved area for the partners. So the public area is addressed mainly to Europeana project stakeholders. In details, the linked heritage network of partners, but also institution, cultural heritage institution, from museums, libraries, and archives. Cultural tourism locations, this is very interesting. If we consider the Gordon speech about linked data and also culture on the neighborhood, so the cultural tourism locations should be considered. Sister projects, Athena, Minerva, all the projects that we mentioned before, policy groups and government agency, Europeana, of course, and Europeana Labs, the Council of Content Providers and Aggregators, private sector and digitization experts, so a wide spectrum of users. And what about the training? The main objective of the training is to provide a comprehensive training syllabus in order to smooth the approach to complex metadata issues and to facilitate the contribution of content to Europeana. Linked Heritage will offer different training opportunities. An operative training on ingestion performed by the National Technical University of Athens, the ICCU, and also the Cyprus Research and Education Foundation. It's a mistake. They are the leader of WPI7 and WPI5. Another opportunity will be the extensive training on linked heritage topics performed by University of Padua through the University Virtual Learning Environment. So we decided to provide training as e-learning online courses to provide a flexible learning approach so as user can follow the path that best fits his own needs. And also to serve remote, multi-countries, multilingual users with different skills and background and different purposes. So we know that the introduction of e-learning in education and training represents a strategic goal for the European Union. It has a key role in creating knowledge, new innovative learning, and content services. In fact, the I-2010 initiative of the European Union has also recognized the importance of learning skills to Europe's digital economy. So University of Padua offers a wide range of high-quality distance learning online courses, which promote excellent tutor-student and student-student interaction, combined with ready access to online resources that are designed to facilitate part-time, flexible study and promote independent learning. The courses are based on Moodle, a free open-source PHP web application for producing modular internet-based courses. So we take profit from experience. We'll offer our competence, experience, and technology to design, develop, and implement a comprehensive training program in a virtual learning environment, as required by Linked Heritage Task 7.2. So our activities. Gather training materials from different sources. For example, sister project Athena has already delivered a very interesting booklet that you have seen in the desk outside this room. Very good for as a training materials, very simple and synthetic. Linked heritage results, of course, and Europeana also. Then another activity will be plan and develop learning objects and make them available through a virtual library environment. So the learning objects are small digital lesson units that can be reused and combined to build tailor-made courses for lessons. We know that high quality, quality content can be expensive and difficult to access and reuse. So, special effort will be spent to help unskillful users to gain a basic knowledge on linked heritage topics. An advanced set of modules taking into account the results of the project will also be delivered. The target audience for the training, extensive training, will be cultural institutions, managers, and decision makers of Europeana potential content providers, beginner level library information science students, but also cultural information specialists from museums, libraries, and archives who need to keep up to date. And now we have a growing number of self-educating and lifelong learner specialists. Teachers. All the training materials collected during the project and the learning object developed will be hosted in and accessed through the University of Padua Long-Term Preservation System, FEDRA, that means permanent hosting and archiving of digital assets and resources, which is Europeana compliant. The syllabus content. So the learning object will be developed selecting from the following and other non included here key topics. An overview of Europeana, the roles and activities of Europeana, Europeana labs, aggregators, content providers, sister projects. The Europeana semantic elements and data model. The strategy and procedures for preparation of metadata for submission to Europeana with field mappings, etc. Intermediate metadata models, persistent IDs, linked open data, terminologies, mapping your own terminology to the linked heritage specification. We have to set up this linked object, learning object, that will be very simple, just for an entry level to Europeana stakeholders and in general to the target audience that we have seen before. The next step, we are going to set up a panel of partners willing to contribute to the following activities: defining the table of contents of the training syllabus, testing the learning object as far as they will be produced by UNIPD, University of Padua, translating the learning object in their own mother tongue. So for the training task, we have two deliverables, the training materials and virtual learning environment. Both will be ready by month 24, so March 2013. Just a picture of our university. This is one of the most ancient in Europe, 1222, the second oldest university in Italy, 13 faculties and 65 departments. So we cover all the disciplines. And we serve 67,000 students and over 2,000 academic staff. About 2,200 members of staff contribute to the libraries and central services. And this is a picture of one of our library, of our libraries. So we have 41 libraries, 69 service points, organized in 10 clusters of libraries and coordinated by the University Center for Libraries, that is responsible for organization of the network services and IT developments. So thank you to the National Ceceni Library and to all the participants.